so happy together.
From the heart of not Broadway, from the heart of my apartment in historic downtown Cape Girardeau adjacent, I am the five-star man, Asa Gray. This is the Big D Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
And we have a very special episode of PZ85 Presents with Chad Michael Ennis, Holden DePardo from Respawn Aim Fire.
Hola!
Hello.
That's you guys.
It is.
That's us.
We heard our names from someone else's mouth, and now I feel like a big deal.
Right? It's crazy. It was the same thing like you guys. Because you guys is, so for those who don't know, Chad and Holden do Respawn Aim Fire and Affable Idiots, a couple other podcasts. And this is just going to be us bullshitting because me and Chad, or I found Chad through Kind of Funny, Squad Up. We'll tell that story, I'm sure. And I've just started listening. I'm like, yeah, this is just two more people that would fit very well in the circle.
Such nonsense.
We figured it's like we gotta work together at some point. Which yeah. They've had me on a couple times to host, which has always been a lot of fun. So we gotta bring them into the Podzilla 1985 crew at least.
Yeah. And
so.
He got me to actually listen to you guys.
fairly. High five. So like, I'm gonna high five the camera.
There it is. I've actually about 2 months ago. Well, whenever you hosted, I think I listened to a couple episodes before that, and I really, really enjoy your guys' show. So I was like, yeah, no, like I'm free on Friday night, so I was like, I'll come do a show.
Yeah, because this has been a very long time. This has been a long time in the making, because it was originally on Kind of Funny Games Daily. It was Chad that did the Squad Up request.
300 years ago, back in January 2019.
Yeah,
BC
feels like it. We have a podcast and we're looking for people to come on. And I heard it, and I just immediately like emailed you. I listened to two like a couple episodes just to make sure you guys weren't like insane or
Nazis. I think like, we a terrible are insane. Show or I think that is definitely true.
Yeah, but in the fun way, so it's
okay,
fine.
Okay.
I think I'm insane, and Holden plays it up to make me not feel bad. Holden's a sane person. He just pretends.
And then after like months of just trying to figure out our like recording schedule and things falling through and back and forth, I was finally able to come on. And now to make myself accountable, we're recording this on Friday, December 13th. It's the night after the Game Awards.
Spooky.
I don't know
when
you're going to be listening.
I just
to this.
Realized that this exact moment. They didn't even dawn on me all day long.
It's a special holiday. It's a special day.
You can get a cheap tattoo. That's about it.
Oh yeah, there's a local tattoo place
that you can do.
It's like you get a super cheap tattoo. You have to wait. You usually have to wait in line and register, but
it's like $25 bucks. It's something with 13 on it. And every year, I'm like, oh, I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you.
Oh, the tattoo has to be something with 13.
Yeah, it's like it's all flash art.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But it's like $25 bucks, and I'm like, I should do less regrettable things. every time it happens,
right.
If it's like $25 for anything, like, yeah, can I get a dragon on my back, like, covering the entire thing?
I'm thinking about getting full sleeves. You can knock that out for $25, right? Oh, my God. So how do you guys know each other? Because you clearly have the rapport of people who have known each other for a very long time. Because, Chad, you're in California now.
See.
And Holden, you're in Rhode Island?
Yes.
Okay, and then you just recently moved out to California. Was that?
Yeah, well, I've been out here almost a year now. It's almost been a year since I made the old move across the Trail of Tears.
Okay,
to California.
Trail of Tears.
Is that the right one?
That's the trail from Chicago all the way out to San Francisco. Right. That's it.
It cuts through here because it was that thing that I sent you guys of. Yeah,
right.
There's a town.
That's
named
why
Jackson.
It's on the mind. That's what it is. yeah, I moved
so
out here
he
a year ago.
He went through.
Mm-hmm.
We are, Holden and I are what we call lifelong friends, people who have known each other their whole lives. And we met like 6 years ago. So, oh, nice. But it feels like I've known him forever because he's old as shit.
Very old.
Yeah. No, we met.
I've aged well, though. That's the thing. You would never.
We both. I mean, you look exactly like I do. So yeah, you look great.
You guys do look scarily similar. In fact, you're both. Your hairs are even swooped the same direction today.
Mm-hmm. It's magic.
Oh my god.
They definitely
yeah.
texted.
We worked together. 2013 is when I joined that store, and yeah. you were already there.
I was
there.
Already there, yeah.
Holy shit, that was 6 years ago. I just said 6 years out of nowhere, and it happened.
Whoa. So, you, yeah, so like that's about how long Dalton and I have actually known
each
other.
Yeah, 2013 is whenever we met, too. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It's crazy. It's Kismet.
It
I don't
is.
Think that's right, but, you know, we're going to go with it.
There's a musical called Kismet. It's not good.
We knew each other from work. We just talk about video games an awful lot. And then, must have been, what was it, end of 2016? Yeah, end of 2016, I was like, hey, we should do a podcast. Because we talk about video games all the time. Why not? Let's just try it out. And then around the Switch launch is when we did our first one. And it was terrible. Yep.
Well, to be honest, it wasn't end of 2016. We had said, hey, we should do a podcast like a year before we
was
did
it. Was it that long? I know there was like
It was so long. And then there was like yeah. 6 months went by. I was like, hey, do you remember... You said you want to do a podcast? Yeah, yeah, we should do that. Cool.
That's usually about how it goes. Like, we're going to plan it for a yep. while, and then it's just like, I don't know. Because, like, when we joined Podzilla, like, it was already a thing. Like, we both kind of started as alternates and then wormed our way into full-time gigs.
They found that they saw the talent that we brought to the table, which was...
that I brought to the table. And then I literally brought Dalton. It's like, hey, you like wrestling? We do a podcast about wrestling. You want to come watch? And then he just like pulled a chair up at the actual table. And was like, oh, all right, well, this is happening. It worked out.
I don't have a lot of tact. I was like, oh, it's a table. I want to sit here.
It was a power
That's how you get in, baby.
Worked.
Yeah.
And we regretted it ever since.
Yeah, we got started in, I guess it was 2017, right before yeah. the Switch launched. It was the week before the Switch launched, the day after, something like that, Horizon Zero Dawn, which is the more important thing, came out. It was that same week.
He's right.
But we decided we wanted to have something up by the time the Switch launched. Like, we want this to be our first kind of thing to kick off our podcast. And so we rushed a lot of things, including naming the show, including podcast art, including everything that's ever existed.
Our name was Split Screen Gaming Podcast. We had this idea at the beginning that we would go to diners and we would record each other.
Forgot this.
I'd be on one side, he'd be on the other side of the booth. We'd record either side. We'd combine the video so it's split screen, and we would talk about video games in a new diner. It was
yeah, we're going to eat in a new restaurant every time.
Yeah, it was like that like overly ambitious idea. Like, we're going to do a podcast. We have this like cool thing we're going to do. Yeah, so what we ended up doing is I came up with this idea for like News War, which in hindsight was really, really dumb. It was you bring five stories, I'll bring five stories, and whoever has the like – it's like Boggle style. Like, whoever has the most original stories by the end of it like wins the News War. So if I take a story from you already because then you can't use that one again. It was
I
really
dig
dumb.
That.
Well, it ended up being a race to the bottom. It was like, well, if I get this really obscure bullshit story, Holden's not going to have it, and then I'll win. And then it was just us talking about really awful things.
Exactly. Yeah, it did not work at all. But it got us started, and that's the most important thing.
That's right. We got out there, we started it, and then however many months later, how long were we Split Screen Gaming Podcast?
A year. It was a year.
Was it a year? That's right. We relaunched a year.
Yeah. Because we didn't even realize that Kotaku had their own Split Screen podcast,
right.
Which, by the
did
way,
did no research ahead of time.
Really good podcast. Now that I've started listening to it, I feel
yeah, the
like
number
I should
of
have given them credit before
the number of because we do so many shows a week, and like the number of times we've like thought of new ideas or things like that, like search is like, yep, nope, that's taken. When we started the show that eventually became the Hype Train, it was going to be like dedicated a comic book show, and like every possible variation of the pull list or comic book club, anything like that had already been taken and was being used. And
I promise we went for more original than the pull list and the comic book pull.
Screw
club.
You, that's what I wanted it to be. The pull list is great.
We used the most two generic names.
Yeah, I'm not creative.
we went back and forth. We actually realized pretty soon after starting that we have to change the name at some point. And it took us, I mean, close to a year just to come up with a name.
I just found the list of old names
Oh, there are some bad ones.
Do you want to hear some other ones? Oh, yes, God. Sorry. Yeah. I opened up my notes app and there's a picture of Mr. Ed. We do this thing on Affable Idiots occasionally called Celebrity Special Forces, where we have to take like 9 to 12 celebrities and make them do like actual military missions. And this time, Mr. Ed was one of them. Okay, here we go. One of them was Game Hatch, and it was a reference to Lost.
Okay.
Yeah, solid idea to not go with that one.
Here's like a list of like 20. I'll try to pick some of the ones. Conversation Tree. Double Jump. I actually liked Double. At the time, I was like, Double Jump would be a really cool podcast name, but it was already taken. New Game Plus. Triple Jump.
Someone leveled up midway through.
Wall Jump. I think I just liked jumping. No Kill. Expansion Pack. Occasional Games. Whatever the fuck that meant. Discussion Simulator. I was real big on Discussion Simulator, and Holden was like, no, and rightfully shot it down. Thank God.
Oh,
no.
See, I disagree. I like it.
I love it.
I loved it at the time.
Well, coming to Podzilla 1985, here you Discussion Simulator.
Just slammed the laptop shut. Like,
I don't have the list anymore, but I remember I was really pushing for Game Potato, and Chad hated
Game
Potato.
Oh my God, I forgot about Game Potato. Holden's like, it makes sense. You're a couch potato, but you play games instead, and you're a Game Potato, and we're the Game Potato Podcast.
I was like,
100% no. First of all, it doesn't even make sense, because people who play games on the couch are still couch potatoes. That's what they are.
But it's a different kind of couch potato, because you're like saving the world.
No, it makes no sense. And then you even tried to turn it into a segment on our show for like a good 2 weeks.
I actually thought about bringing it back. Well, we had this thing called like the Game Potato of the Week, and it was like a new story that's just dumb. Like, it'd be like, Sony executive said that, you know, they are always working on future things, which means PlayStation 5 is coming out in end of 2019, clearly. And you have like those like headlines like that. I'm like, this is the Game Potato story of the week. That's kind of what I turn that into. I still love Game Potato. I know it's dumb. I love it.
It's so dumb.
I was going to say, I feel like we've reopened a can of worms here. Like, this is going to start the Chad.
This will be our downfall.
Also, the podcast artwork of just a bag of Lay's but a different flavor of the Game Potato is what's in my head now. So it has to happen.
Yeah, that's a t-shirt.
Feel free to take that. Take it.
I can see that for sure.
Oh, I don't have that kind of ambition. That's on you.
So when did you guys land on Respawn Aim Fire?
Beginning of 2018, I think, is when we figured it out. And then we had about like two months to like put everything together because we did a new segment structure as well when we switched to the name Respawn Aim Fire. Chad made a ton of really great artwork that you guys I'm sure have seen. If
you can see it on the podcast as you listen,
kind of see those. So Chad kind of did all that background work. He also made the introductory song, that kind of stuff. So we figured out the name and then kind of built everything else out after that. But Chad really did a lot of really good work on that.
I'm so good. Everybody just clap for me.
Are you the one that does the Patreon wallpapers and stuff?
Yep. I put the wallpapers,
which
too.
I feel bad for, because I would tell Chad, like, hey, Chad, it'd be cool. Like, I know you'd be doing it, but like, doing a wallpaper every single month.
That's what I am.
No one wants me to make a wallpaper for them.
I kind of do now. I want to see whatever your wallpaper is. Like, it could be the third grade version of it, and it's going to be... That's it for the end of December. That's our wallpaper, whatever you make.
Oh, no. April, for April Fool's.
Yeah.
This is the new wallpaper.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
It's Holden's. I mean, I do the same thing. Anytime I have an idea for like a design or anything, I have to tell Shannon or Allie or Lindsay. Just be like, so this is what I'm thinking.
You have to delay this podcast until after April 1st. Yeah. Because now the idea's out there and everyone's going to know it's coming.
We'll cut it out. We'll edit it. I'll edit it out. It's fine.
Or just tell them to not listen for like between 13 and 14 minutes. I'm lazy, guys. I don't want to cut anything. Like, just make it work.
We do like April Fool's. It's actually one of my favorite holidays in the year. So I'm all for that.
I like the news stories that come out, but yeah, I'm the older I get, the more I'm just like, I don't want to screw with people. Like,
it's the news stories that I love. Like, I love when an outlet does something really funny or bizarre on an April Fool's Day. I love it. I eat it up.
And I do like the eventual fallout of someone sees something that was posted on April 1st, but because the social media metrics are all just broken, they don't see it until like April 5th. And like, what is this? Yep. This is insane. It's like, nope. Post published date. Look at the published date. Yeah,
go the opposite route when like
IGN trailer was not real. Calm down.
The opposite route when Yakuza revealed their turn based stuff on April Fool's Day, but it was real. And everyone was like, great joke. And then six months later, they released the game. And like, what?
Yeah, whatever came out, and everyone's like, oh, wait, that was real? Oh, no. There was no communication between April 1st and that. And everyone was just taken aback. So I really like your guys' the show structure, like in all the, because you have a bunch of like really interesting different segments, especially like when you bring guests on and things like that. How long did it take? So did you guys have that right at, you know, from the first episode of Respawn Aim Fire? Or is it just kind of been adding things and seeing what works?
We had the News War, but News War was the entire show. I mean, we introduced like what we were playing at the beginning of the episode, but then it was just this, just news stories. Just talk about news stories for the rest of the episode. And it wasn't until we started to think more about what stories we wanted to have each week on the show that the structure kind of came from that. And then in terms of the regular structure, I kind of feel like there's the regular structure of the show and then kind of some specialty segments we do as well. So like instruction manual from Chad, like a specialty thing that we do when we have guests on, game on game shows. That's all Chad. Because I could never pull that off.
Do you do anything on this show? Holden puts in so much work on these notes. And anytime we have a guest, they're like, holy shit, these notes are like legit. And it's like pages and pages of like everything from the week.
Confirm. It's awesome. It makes it so easy.
Well, that's part of the reason where the structure came from, at least for me, is because it helps me think about it more as I kind of think, okay, here are all the Sony stories, here's all the Microsoft stories, here's all the third-party stuff, here's like we call it the Fetch Quest, which is like something that's not exactly a huge discussion-worthy story, but it's something notable to like bring up because it has some sort of importance, like a release date or something like that. Like, hey, this game's coming out in April. Isn't that great? It just kind of came out of necessity. I don't know if you feel differently, Chad, but I feel like a lot of the segments came out of necessity of just like, we know we want to do something. How can we flow better in the episode?
Yeah.
Just for me, that's kind of how it came out.
What I like about it in our dynamic is that it's always also changing. And it's always, we're always reevaluating and trying to introduce new things, taking out what doesn't work. Like up until like 2 months ago, I feel like it was, we had a cold open slot for a while that's like, hey, what's up? We're Respawn Aim Fire. This is Chad. This is Holden. This happened this week. And then I was like, hold on. I feel like we need to slow our roll for just like 2 minutes in the beginning of the episode. And it's like, you know what? Yeah, I think we do. We reevaluate it and we kind of flip things around.
Yeah.
But then we're also looking to always try new things too. Like we just talked a few weeks ago, like I want some kind of recurring segment every single month or every single week where we keep track of something cumulative and maybe there's like some kind of good payoff for it. 2-6 months in, but like we're always trying to add new things and change things up, so we're not comfortable standing still.
Yeah,
and well, you know, Gary, if you're not making moves, you're standing still. What's the quote again?
If you're not making moves, you're standing still.
That's it.
It's simple. It's brilliant. When you're British like that, it's perfect.
I am wearing my Space Rock shirt, so.
Oh yes, I haven't gotten Dalton fully in the Kind of Funny cult yet, but.
Oh, okay. I was like, somebody's going to have to explain.
Oh, I was wondering what it was, too. I had no idea. You're a good company, Dalton.
Gary Witta's, because, you know, they do Witta Wednesday on Kind of Funny Games Daily. They bring him on as the host as often as they can when he's not, you know, in meetings for, you know, whatever Marvel movie he's writing secretly. or Star Wars, legitimately. He's the one that he helped write Rogue One.
Oh, okay. I like him, then.
The best one. Yeah, no.
He's good.
And so he's started streaming on Twitch, too. He's the number one Twitch streamer in the world.
Nice.
Yeah, that's really? Just the bit. No.
Oh, it's just okay. It's a bit.
But that's the bit that, you know, he is the most successful. And of course, but he always does, like, weird stuff with his stream constantly. And that's the, you know, if you're not making moves, you're standing still.
Okay, gotcha.
Which, if it's not on a shirt by the end of the year, it has to be like either on his store or on Kind of Funny or something.
Yeah. Well, he's as of right now has 14 days to knock it out. So
I need, it's way off topic and it has nothing to do with them, but like, you need to look into his Space Rocks game. Like the shirt that he's wearing. It's,
oh my God. It's like literally when he talked about it, August of 2018, it was the funniest thing I'd ever heard on Kind of Funny at All. I was laughing till I was crying listening to him talk about Space Rocks. And then like 3 minutes go by and then he brings it up again. He's like, you remember Space Rocks from like 5 minutes ago? I kept losing it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it's turned into a real thing, which it shouldn't have, but it's fantastic. So do you, because clearly like you guys are both really funny. You guys are both, you know, and you have a great chemistry, which comes from, you know, just, you know, being friends like that. Is that something that you thought about? Like, did you ever think you wanted to do something maybe more serious, like more news focused? Or did you know you always just wanted to be, you know, an excuse for you guys to get together and talk about video games?
I think it's just an excuse for us to get together and talk about video games. I don't approach it of like, I don't know, like, I guess like thinking about like doing something important. I never really viewed it as like we're doing important things to like change the gaming industry. Like, we just want to talk about video games, and I guess we're arrogant enough to think that we can make a podcast and people will listen to it.
But they do, is the thing. It's crazy. That's like
there was a pretty significant mind shift for me. Maybe a year into it. We definitely started at 100%, just like, we already talk about this stuff in real life. Why not just sit down in front of microphones and do it too? Like, that could be fun. And then, like, a year into it, we actually started to get, like, 3 or 4 fans who would actually reach out to us on Twitter. And one of them was Fez. Fez has been with us almost, like, since the very beginning, and he was on the stream with us last night for the Game Awards.
Until recently, how early on...
Yeah, because his SoundCloud username is different from his, like, completely unrecognizable. So this person on SoundCloud has been liking our shit and all this stuff for a long time. And then Fez has been talking with us on Twitter, and we didn't realize they were the same person. We're like, oh my God.
It was always you. It was always you.
But when we started to see that kind of stuff, that drove me in a different way. Like, it was less, not less, but, like, talking video games with Holden had taken less of a priority than, like, actually interacting with people and people getting things and being inspired by our content and stuff like that. And seeing, I used to try to like bribe basically our audience to interact with us. We used to have a photo mode segment where it was once a month. There was some kind of task. It was basically the Photoshop challenge from KFAF before KFAF existed, because I'm so brilliant. But it was like, hey, here's a bunch of green screen photos of me doing stupid shit. Green screen me into your favorite games. And then they did, and whoever we decided was best won. Or there's this one where I, on the podcast, described, any of you guys out there who are listening and you're like, I don't have good enough skills, go to your notes app on your phone and I want you to just hit sketch and I want you to draw a stupid ass skirt Kirby and color it pink and make it really shitty and just draw Kirby and submit that and put it on top of a screenshot. 4 weeks later, whatever it was, we actually got a submission from a guy named Jerson. And I had totally forgot I told people to do that on the podcast. And we were like, this is funny, but it looks awful. So you're not going to win. And then like 2 weeks later, I was like, oh shit.
Oh no.
He did exactly what we told him to do. And now I feel bad and we should have won. Anyway. So we used to bribe people with like, if you win, you get $20 to the PSN or Steam or something like that. And then it started having more and more regularly, and now I can save my money. Just kidding. We just use it in different ways.
Nice. Yeah, we legitimately like beg people. We're just like, who are you people? We see the numbers of like the number of listens that we get, and it's clearly more than just like the 12 people that originally listened to any of this. And it's just like, identify yourselves. It's Facebook. We're on Twitter. We want to know who you are because we love you and we want to get weird with it. Like weirdly obsessed, like stalkery weird. Because we have like Zane and Ciro and like we have people who like would have never known us. Like it's, you know, Derek is, you know, he's been friends with you forever.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have, you know, and our friends will listen to stuff and. But like that first time that you see, like the first time we got a patron that was not
someone we knew,
like someone within our group chat, like initially. And it's just like, that's amazing. I can't, like, I don't understand how, I don't understand why any of you would ever do any of this, but we love you very much. And now it's like, okay, yes, this is an obligation. I'm going to, but it's one that I love because it's like, I loved being able to do this and like meet you guys and Josh and Alan up in Canada with Press Start to Join. And just, and like the more people that I get to know through Kind of Funny, like, even though like I would never call, like right now, like Cam and Nathan, like, or like the NES Pod guys out in Kansas City, but like following them on Twitter after seeing him do his hosting on Games Daily, it's just like, oh yeah, no, this is like, I want to work with them. I want to work with people like Blessing, and just there's so many cool people, and this is something that I want to do a lot more of like, not, you know, weekly or, you know, even monthly, but like I want to do something like this with Josh and Alan, or, you know, you guys again, or, you know, anyone else, just because I like meeting people and talking to people, especially when it's, oh, and I get to do it for people that actually want to hear us.
Yep.
It's insane.
Yeah. Like, the collaborating part's a lot of, mm-hmm. a lot of fun.
So then when did, because Affable Idiots is more of your conversational show with Jesse, and When did that start? Has that always kind of, because is that relatively new, or
it's,
I might have just missed the mentions of it.
It is relatively new, yeah. Okay. It all started, well, actually the idea for it kind of started when we were coming up with the name Respawn Aim Fire. And one of the reasons we picked Respawn Aim Fire is because it's three unique enough from each other words that, like, we could take that, and if we do like a movies podcast, we could make it like Lights, Camera, Action or something like that. And just, we have like a three word structure that defines everything that we do. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that could be really cool. So like, we knew we wanted to do something other than just a video games podcast. Mm-hmm. And then we had mentioned, actually, I don't know if we've ever mentioned that Holden and I started in the same city and we're actually recorded in the same room.
Yes.
Now we're on opposite side of the country. Mm-hmm. And when that transition happened,
because we recognize that the coasts are much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Actually, I can't wait to go back to the Midwest after college.
Yeah, I'm going back to the Midwest eventually too.
I'm in Chicago. I like Chicago a lot. I miss Chicago.
I miss Chicago so much.
Once you hit a million people in a population, that's not the Midwest anymore. I don't care where it is, and the, like, geographically, like, it doesn't count.
You're just a landlocked coast.
That's a good point. I'll take that.
So yeah, we started in
America.
The real America, Bible Belt. We started in the same city in Chicago, and it was great and fun. It wasn't, but it was something that, like, we called ourselves the Occasionally Weekly Podcast because we couldn't make the commitment and all this kind of stuff to make it actually a set day of the week. And then when Holden, like, within 72 hours moved out of Chicago into Rhode Island.
24.
Like,
it was,
oh, 24 shit.
24 hours.
It was 24 hours, you made the decision, and then you were, like, gone a few days later.
It was nuts.
So he moved to Rhode Island, and at that time, as soon as he told me, I remember thinking, I was like, oh, fuck, oh, that's the end of our podcast. And it actually turned out that, like, that caused us to commit to it more, and I feel like our friendship is now stronger than it's ever been, and it was really awesome. And then when I moved out here to California from Chicago, I have a very strong friendship with my old roommate. We've known each other for, like, a decade. And I was like, I mean, she's hilarious. I'm hilarious. Holden makes us feel like we're hilarious. And then and I want to keep
That's
in touch with her too.
Compliment I've ever heard.
I was waiting for the turn. I was like, it's coming. He's going to get it.
I was like, I saw what this did for Holden and my relationship and how we were able to stay together and connected. And I was like, I want to do that with Jesse too. So I asked Holden, I was like, hey, would you be okay with doing a podcast with Jesse? And then we just decided it's going to be this conversational thing. And now it actually, in the last two episodes, has kind of transformed into maybe a chat rank play where we talk about things, we rank things, we play things. There's the three name structure. Oh my
God. I'm liking the structure a lot.
Me too. So yeah, that came out of just the necessity of, like, I want to stay friends with my old roommate, so let's do a podcast. And it's turned out to be a ton of fun.
Okay, so it's like one in California, one in Rhode Island, one still in Chicago, or?
Yep.
Okay. The internet's awesome.
Internet's so cool. Because,
like, imagine trying to keep up, like, all praise Al Gore and Man Bear Pig.
Man Bear Pig.
Because imagine trying to keep up, like, that kind of relationship and that kind of, like, even just, like, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, like,
It'd be like phone. You'd have to just be phone calls and letters and
No, that's why. Yeah, that's why high school reunions exist, because you literally don't talk to them for 10 years, and then you see each other for one night, and then you don't talk to each other for 10 years.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I haven't been to either of mine.
Exactly. Yeah, I keep up with who I want to keep up with.
I haven't even heard of a high school reunion, and I went to two high schools.
I liked high school so much I did it twice.
Well, I moved went back midway through. Well, at the beginning of high school, I moved.
I shit you not, the drunky town I'm from did a 5-year high school reunion.
Oh, like, mine also did a high school. Like, mine a five-year.
Yeah. And they were like, I was there for 3 seconds. I was like, yeah, no, still hate all of you.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Yep.
I admit
yeah, I got the 10-year, and I was like, I got the invitation for the 10-year, and I was like, no, I don't want to see any of you. And the only people that I do want to see, I already see. Thank you, internet.
And it's and it's not even like that I dislike a bunch of people that I went to high school with. It's just like I don't talk to any of them anymore other than the ones that I'm, you know, still friends with.
Right.
But it's so the 5-year reunion was the day I moved to Virginia. So I didn't go to that one.
Good excuse.
I got the reunion, and then they did the 10-year one. And I think like even fewer people went to that one. Just because it's like, yeah, no, there's Facebook. Like, I know who's married. I know who has kids. Like, everyone who I'm friends with on Facebook, at least, like, seems to be doing really, really well.
You just want to go see who got ugly and who got hot. And now you can see that from afar.
Yeah, but I don't want them to see that I went from being just, like, super crazy skinny to now he's just like, oh, he got kind of fat. It's like added glasses, added beard, added gut. End of list.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
a beautiful
fat
gut.
Yeah, I was fat and be like, oh, he thinned out. Like, yeah, it only took 20 years, but it's fine.
Maybe that'll be my goal for my, like, I'll be the hot one. I'll be the reunion king. Is that a thing?
No, I still have all my teeth. I know I'm going to win that one. Derek is really pissed off right now.
I mean, you're bragging about your teeth. That's got to tell them.
Yeah.
Tell the audience something about I'll just say Perryville.
Yeah, fuck it. No, I'm from a redneck town, if you couldn't tell.
But they have the best comic book store in the world.
They do.
Ooh.
That's the weirdest part.
Like, literally the best comic book store in the world, or?
No, it is amazing. It's called Villainous Grounds. We talk about them. Like, they sponsor one of our segments on Nerd Up, the nerd show that we do on Sunday or Mondays. But we met them just randomly because there were, like, two comic book stores here in Cape.
Yeah.
And, like, both of them kind of had their issues, so it was hard to, like, really get a dedicated pull list. So one of our friends who lives up in Perryville was like, hey, there's this store that just opened up. It's a coffee shop on the ground floor, and it's a comic book store upstairs, and they have a bunch of comic stuff upstairs. And so we went and checked it out, and it just turned out, like, Dave and Mary Jo, who own it, are just the most wonderful people. And, like, they're super helpful. They're always super nice. Like, the reason that I'm going to be I will always have at least one book pulled from them, for even if I've moved, you know, on the other side of the world, like, they will still get, like, Batman in order for me. Because before I had an ongoing list it was the Batman. No, it was
Rebirth, wasn't it?
Rebirth, DC Rebirth, when they totally rebooted the universe again to cancel out New 52. I only had like a couple books on my pull list there. And I completely forgot that it was happening, so I didn't ask for it to be added. Well, it turns out, like, it sold insanely, like, crazy. Like, a week after it came out, you could buy the first issue for, like, $20 online, because that's how sought after it was.
Wow.
We went up there, and I was like, hey, there's no chance you have an extra one. Like, oh, actually, we put one aside for you, because Aww. You mostly read DC stuff, we know. So, and then they sold it to me for a cover price, when they could have easily jacked that up. So I was like, okay, well,
wow, that's
you have a customer for life. Yeah, no, they're amazing.
And then they'll do horrible. They'll do horrible things to you, like they did to me.
Never. I take back what I said.
No. They're the loveliest people, but they're enablers.
Well, yeah, because it's a business.
They want
us to spend money there, and they make it very easy.
There's like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles book and Power Ranger book team up, and there's variants of like all of the turtles holding the Red Ranger helmet. And Mary Jo was like, so I pulled all of them for you. It's the same book, different covers. And I was like, oh, well, I'll probably buy all four. And there's also Shredder holding the White Ranger helmet. So I spent like $30 on the same book.
I genuinely thought you were going to talk about how they always will pre-order the Marvel Legends figures. He just has like, he will just have literally boxes of action figures that he just kind of buys one by one.
From them.
Instead of having to like go to Target and Walmart and all that to try to find the entire wave.
Yeah. Oh God, I remember trying to do that with Bionicles. Whew.
Oh, Bionicles are so awesome.
Oh, I'm going to Walmart and Target right after this. That's my life. I'm the lamest 27-year-old you'll ever meet.
Look for that Bebop and Rocksteady.
Got it. If you have things you love, yes. There's nothing to be ashamed about that. That's awesome.
I mean, I do have like 30 Amiibo all over my room.
Yeah, I keep Link on my microphone with me every time we record.
See, I lucked out. I never had a Wii U, so I never got into the Amiibo thing. And it's good because like, and he can attest to you, like I have like crack addict brain when it comes to like action figures.
No, yeah, it's the same kind of thing where it's like for a while I was getting like WWE elites, but it was only the ones that I actually cared about, like people that I really, really enjoyed. I was like, yeah, I'll buy their figure. And then that's why I can't do Marvel Legends, because legitimately I was at Walgreens and there's a Walgreens exclusive figure. It's the infamous Iron Man. It's when Dr. Doom became Iron Man for a while because he wanted to try being a good guy. And I was like, ooh, that's really cool. I want that one. No. And then behind it was Malekith. Like comic book Malekith, not Doctor Who Malekith. And I was like, ooh, I think that's a super cool character. This was even before all of the War of the Realms stuff had started. And I was like, ooh, this is awesome. But if I get a Malekith, I can't just get Malekith. I would need a Thor.
Yep.
And if I got a Thor, I would want like an Iron Man. Might as well just round out the rest of the Avengers. And then, and I noticed myself, I was like, no, what is wrong? You are unwell. I want to do more like video stuff because I just think that's cool. But like we have the idea of the unboxing show, the irresponsible spend monsters, like, because that's what we are. Cause we shouldn't have access to like grown up jobs or money.
Because like, he's explaining like, if I buy this one, then I have to buy this one. Over in the Anthony household where me and my girlfriend have an action figure room. It's like, well, no, I need that one. Cause I literally have everything else.
You might as well finish out the set.
Yeah. And it's the worst thing ever.
Which is why I'm really happy. I need to buy more because I've already bought a lot. Like, that's why I need to buy more.
Yep.
You get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. So close.
And like, figure companies are geniuses.
Well, it's like last night I'm watching the Game Awards. I just bought an Xbox One S all digital a few weeks ago because, like, it's going to be on sale. It's going to be cheaper. And with xCloud, I'll be able to play all the new Xbox games. So, like, I won't have to buy an Xbox Series X next year. And then I saw it and I'm like, oh,
yep.
So gorgeous looking. So I totally get it.
It is super cool.
I totally get it.
Do you guys have any kind of like collect? Like, do you have that kind of weird, irresponsible itch on collecting anything, or are you normal humans?
I have two. One of them is with the Amiibos. Like, I thought Mewtwo's cool. I thought Pikachu was cool. And then my friend bought me a Charizard, and I was like, well, fuck. Now I gotta buy Squirtle, and I gotta pay it full price because they sometimes sell out, and you can't find them. You gotta pay $30 for them. So I bought it full price, and then I was like, I don't even like Ivysaur. But then I would have all three starters. Like, fuck, I gotta buy Ivysaur. But then I still collect Blu-rays and 4K Blu-rays for movies that I really like. And I broke the habit on the X-Men movies because they got so terrible. But I did have like all the X-Men movies up until Days of Future Past, and then I like refused to buy Apocalypse. And then finally Dark Phoenix was terrible. I was like, thank God I don't have to buy any more of these. But
well, not for like three more years.
Yeah, until they're part of the MCU. But that's the thing. I have all of the Steelbook collector's editions from Best Buy for all the Marvel movies. But there were two that I missed. Thor the Dark World. And somehow I missed Ant-Man and the Wasp. So I went on eBay and paid $90 for each of those movies.
Each?
$90 each.
He had to complete the set.
I had to. I had
I get
to.
It. Like,
yeah, Jesse's definitely going to have to be the one to help me edit this just for the 38-minute mark of recording. Because he also, like, if he'll buy movies he doesn't even care about just for the Steelbook.
Yep.
And like same thing with like and games as well. Like, he's almost – he got real close to getting me addicted to – grabbing Steelbooks too, but I've stayed strong. It's only if it's a game that I really want and I want that collector's edition.
Yeah, I luckily have broken the habit. Like, I don't have physical media for anything except for this $5 fucking piece of shit Anthem game that I bought on Black Friday because it was physical only. But on movies, I still collect physical media because there is a noticeable difference playing a 4K Blu-ray versus streaming it or digitally owning it.
Mm-hmm.
But with games, it's the same exact experience on both. So I could justify that to myself. I was like, you can give up physical games because it's literally the same game no matter how you play it.
I can't. I still have to have physical.
I'm starting to move digital just because Best Buy ended their Gamers Club Unlocked.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, all right, well, if I have to spend full price now on video games anyway, I might as well just make it to where my lazy ass doesn't have to like get up and change discs.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing that made me go digital with games, is just not having to get up and put in a different disc.
Mm-hmm. See, I've played a game I didn't want to play because that was the disc I was in, and I couldn't be bothered to walk those steps.
In this spacious room I'm in right now.
I've been in this room for literally like 2 months.
By the way, you could lean and get to the PS4.
Yeah, from here.
But where is the game? Frustration.
Digital is what keeps me from, like, I guess, collecting things like that. Because like, when I got first started getting movies, I had gotten an iPod Video for Christmas. So I was just buying my first movies digitally. So that's kind of where I got my stuff. And then the Kindle, kind of same thing. But I kind of go back and forth on books. Books I'll get physical sometimes. Sometimes I'll get them digitally. Music, all digital because of iTunes, that kind of stuff. And then games, same thing. All digital. So like I guess when my irrationality comes into play, it's I know I could get that game for way cheaper if I buy it physically. But then I have it physically, and I don't want it physically. That doesn't work for me. I need to have it digitally because just like you, Ace, you don't want to get up to change the disc. I don't want to. I just want to. Like, downloading is an inconvenient thing sometimes, but like at least I can have 5 games in my system at once and just switch between them immediately. It's just so much more convenient.
Plus, with an external hard drive, like, it makes it so much easier. And if there's something that, like, an Xbox, like, they do, if you decide, like, because you're doing all digital, yeah, like, if there's a game that's coming out that's, like, on game, I don't know if, I'm assuming it works on Game Pass, but I'm not 100% sure. But, like, if you pre-order a game digitally, you can preload it.
Yep.
So, like, it's nice. The bulk of the download is already done by the time the game, like, releases and it comes out. Or, like, what I did when I bought Call of Duty is I bought it the night before that I was going to play it, and I just let it download overnight. And, like, through the next day while I was at work, then by the time I got home, it was still downloading because the game was, like, 109,000 gigs. It was just huge. It was, like, 6 different parts. But I only had to wait, like, 5 minutes.
So
yeah, I love that technology where you can now. There have been so many times where I'm at work and I'm like, oh, "This game, I was supposed to buy it for game night," or "Oh my god, this came out tonight, I didn't pre-order it," and I could just from my phone be like, "Boop, buy it, boop, download it my PS4," and it's just waiting for me when I get home.
That's amazing too. Xbox, I can never get that to work on my PS4, and it drives me nuts. I think my PS4 just is a piece of shit because there's so many things that just don't work on it. It makes no sense.
It's what I did with Horizon Zero Dawn. I was at work when I was working at Red Lobster. I didn't realize what day it was because days meant nothing when you're working in restaurants because you never have like a set schedule. So I was like, oh wait, Horizon Zero Dawn came out. Oh, I didn't even start. So I just was like, okay, buy it, download it. And it was done by the time I got home that night. It's like the future is awesome.
Yeah.
So there was one night that we were gonna have a game night. I can't remember what game we were going to play, but I was at the movies and I forgot to download it. And after the movie, that's when we were going to do game night. So I'm like, I'm fucked. I'm totally fucked. So I tried to do it downloading on my phone, and it didn't work. So I literally text my mom, like, Mom, I know you're afraid of the PlayStation controller, but I need you to do this for me.
Did she get it?
She did. She did. She figured it out. Over text message, I walked her through it. Hit the cross
Meanwhile,
button.
Everyone else the in that theater like was furious with you. No, it's a cross.
It is a cross.
That's right.
No, it's X.
It's an X.
It's gonna be X forever.
It's technically a diagonal plus, so
I will take that over a cross. Like, cross
no, not like both not ways. Like Jesus cross, like where something crossed, like a railroad crossing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dumb.
Oh, you thought it was
but like
okay.
They don't call it they don't call it the O button. It's the circle button because they're shapes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think they're just trying to force their Christian values on us.
Sony, what a Christian company.
I mean, look into it, man. Follow the trail. There's a conspiracy somewhere online.
It all goes back to the Vatican.
The Da Vinci Code.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, my God. So with to jump back to, because we got just... This is what the show is always going to be.
Oh, it's we went somewhere.
No one cares. So when you guys did with Affable Idiots, did you know that was just kind of going to be it's just going to be, you know, the three of you just kind of bullshitting? Or did you tease any kind of, like, real segment ideas or, like, ongoing bits or anything like that? Or was it always just kind of a free form?
We just kind of did it.
Yeah, I think we went into it with the understanding, like, having had the experience with split screen slash respawn aimfire, like, we knew whatever it was going to become would eventually just happen. So we're like, we'll start it just bullshitting around and we'll see what comes out of that. So we're now 6 months into it almost, and we're starting to see, we're experimenting with this chat rank play thing, and it seems like it's working well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that might now be it.
Any other ideas for, like, other projects that you guys are wanting to work on, or?
Well, we actually have, like, an official, like, fancy meeting about it on.
Yeah,
we're getting all corporate and shit like that. We have a meeting about it on Sunday morning where we're just going to be like, all right, this is how we need to get our website up and running, and these are the things we need to do, and we need to get into video, and then this is how we need to market ourselves on social media and all the different initiatives. So we're more to come in the new year as we celebrate our third birthday of Respawn Aimfire.
I mean, we've done the same thing. Like, we've had, like, we just go to the, because Shannon is a manager at a local used game store, and we're like retro game store. And so anytime we kind of, you just use that as the recording studio / clubhouse. And, you know, we've had, like, okay, everybody show up and we'll talk about, like, all right, are we, you know, what do we want to do with the shows? Like, because we just, it's been about a year, 2 years of when we changed the Tuesday format to the rotating show and things like, and then, like, there's a
year and a half, because that's whenever I started training.
Okay.
More.
Yeah. So we, because we changed up, the Tuesday show was just me and Shannon, but then that was putting us at doing 3 shows a week each. And so now with this rotation, we each get a Tuesday off a month. So it's just like, oh, okay, that's nice.
I'm off every Tuesday. It's a Tuesday for them.
That's why I said me and Shannon.
I'm a Monday, Wednesday guy.
So yeah, and then, like, when we were doing we started up that Smash League that I really wish we could have kept going, but it was just too hard to get people all together.
Yeah, when you're trying to get, again, like, 10 people
with all different schedules, all different responsibilities, it's a scheduling nightmare, because, you know, like, thankfully we have enough friends that we have a pretty good, you know, cast and crew of, you know, so different viewpoints and different ideas for shows and stuff, but trying to corral all of them together into one video series that's not really scripted. We're just, all it was is we were doing Smash Brothers, but it was like pro wrestling.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was, again, it was great, and it was fun the times we did it, but yeah, it's so hard. So no, yeah, there's nothing wrong with going corporate like that, of trying to figure out whatever incentives you guys decide, or not incentives, but, you know, strategies you guys decide on, send it, like, just CC me in those emails. We'll totally rip it off. It's fine.
This is how professionals, like, do it, Asa.
Exactly.
Stock incentives, going to be dividends. It's going to be really corporate and official.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
amazing. Yeah, we're going public on January 1st. So.
Starting valuation. We're hoping for $1 billion. That's what we're hoping for.
we on Wednesdays when we do the pro wrestling show, we always talk about people, like, selling out, and WWE selling out their values to work with Saudi Arabia. It's like, we would never do something like that. But in the back of my mind, I know the first time Walmart, like, comes on, is just, it, like, offers us, like, hey, here's a number, like, here's just a number, literally anything, but you have to say this.
Here's,
like,
10 yes, bucks.
Sir. Yeah. Yes, Papa Walmart.
Yeah, that'll buy me pizza tonight. In. Yes.
We're sponsored. We've talked about the number to send.
Right, and then you turn it into a positive. Yay, someone's paying us to do shit.
When did you guys kind of decide on setting up the Patreon and those kind of tiers? Like, what kind of?
Oh, the,
that was shortly after it. We did the kind of funny thing. I think.
So yeah, I feel like that. Our podcast has, like, a before kind of funny and an after kind of funny.
Yeah,
and. So in January of this year, I wrote into Games Daily and said, hey, we're your podcast, and we would love other best friends to, like, just be guests on our show, because it's more fun when there's other people on the show with us. And that was, like, the best and worst day of my life, because I didn't expect anything really to come of it. But then that day, I texted Holden, and I was like, hey, we got 3 people who tweeted us. I didn't even actually tell Holden that I did it. I was like, I did this thing, and now we have 3 people who want to be on our show. And then, like, 10 minutes later, it was like, fuck, we have, like, 10 people who want to be on our show. And then, like, that night, I was like, we have so many people, and I can't make a spreadsheet big enough. I don't know how to do this.
And then when it came to the making of the Patreon, we have one tier, and a big part of that is just that we didn't, like, it felt weird, like the smaller, like smaller, like following, like that we have to say, like we have like a $250 tier where you're like a platinum member. And, like, it just didn't like make sense. It's just like $1, you get everything. Like, just starting small, and if we expand and have like a million listeners, maybe we'll adjust that. But like, it just felt weird with like to say, hey, like here's a $50 option for Respawning Fire. That's kind of how it felt, at least.
And part of our
go ahead.
You're the guest. Go ahead. He doesn't matter.
Part of our goals for it, we thought about a few things. One of them was we wanted to give people just a way to support us, because actually we had people asking, like, how can I support you? And we're like, oh, we don't really have something, but stay tuned. We kind of want a Patreon sometime in the future. But then we also started getting a lot more communication and participation and people reaching out to us. And we want a way to reward these people who are invested in our community and things like that. So one other thing we want to do is we want to make sure we didn't restrict anything we were already giving away for free. Like, we didn't want to say, hey, remember when you used to get this podcast on time? Now you're going to get it late because you don't pay us. Or we also almost made Affable Idiots Patreon exclusive. But then like a week before, I was like, you know what? That means we'll never have more subscribers than we could ever have. Like, Respawn Aim Fire is the maximum amount of subscribers we could ever have for Affable Idiots. And that's if everyone is a Patreon subscriber. It's like, no, let's not do that. They can have their own separate audiences.
Yeah, the logic being like, Affable Idiots is general for everybody, whereas Respawn Aim Fire is very video game focused. So it's like, the video game is going to narrow the audience. So, like, why would we put the bigger one behind the paywall? Like, didn't make any sense. Plus, we just want it for everyone.
Yeah.
I don't.
And like, then we a few things we wanted to do. Like, we wanted to play games with people, but we hadn't really figured out how to do it. And we had wanted to, what the fuck do we do anymore? We give game, we let people play with us. Oh, we wanted to have a way that like people could interact with us on Barf. And we just like, well, I don't know how to do it. So like putting those into like the Patreon forced us a little bit to figure out how to do it, which I love, because now people are literally paying us to do it. So like, okay, how do we make sure that we do this well and do it consistently? And then the wallpapers is just something that Holden came up with, and I was like, I will do that every month. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's a really good idea too.
Yeah, we just like the idea of, like, putting content behind it. I don't know, like, it just, that felt, to me at least, felt weird. I think Chad agrees with me as well. It felt weird.
Yeah, no, that was the first thing that we decided is that we would never lock any of our shows, like the actual content, any of the actual like content behind the paywall. So that's why we went with the pre-show. The pre-show is literally our mic check. And then we spend about, depending on who's hosting, like anywhere from 5-10 minutes of just kind of BSing while we're checking levels and everything. Jesse, we tend to go much longer, so you get more bang for your buck. But it's not the actual like show, like what, you know, the nightly topic is, anything like that. So and I think that is a good idea too, of just, you know, making sure that, you know, you don't want to feel like people are missing out on something that's being advertised or like that they would normally get.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like the first 10 minutes of Affable Idiots should also be a pre-show, because we never actually get to anything in any kind of like efficient manner.
Well, it's like you have like, I'll give an example. Like, Colin Moriarty has the Sacred Symbols Plus now, which is like his Patreon show for PlayStation content. And I'm like not compelled to listen to it because, of course, I don't pay for his Patreon. I like you, Colin. Sorry, I don't. But
he is listening.
He is listening right now, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But it's like, I feel like if it was a really important story they were talking about, it would be in the main show. I just feel like anything in a Plus show that's like outside of, that's behind Patreon wall, it couldn't be the most important conversations they're having. It's like the side stuff. So like, yeah. I don't know, like, why would you split it? And if you are putting things in, like, the good stories in that behind the paywall show, has it benefit anyone? It just, I don't know.
Yeah, and that's why we don't do, like, you know, we don't have a exclusive, you know, Patreon exclusive news story for PWU or Nerd Up or anything like that. It's literally just because, like, even the, because we do a pre-show before every show, but it's not themed on what the topic is. Like, we end up talking about pro wrestling because that's all we end up talking about, because we're big pro wrestling fans. But so, you know, we'll end up bringing up pro wrestling, much to Jesse's disappointment, like even on the like the Nerd Up pre-shows and stuff like that, because we always find a way to shoehorn it in there.
And then recently on the Nerd Up one, like, we're big into fantasy football, me and Jesse are, so Ace has had to tolerate us talking about like football every pre-show almost.
Oh my god, that must be miserable. I'm so sorry, Asa. I'm so sorry.
I make it through. I hear the white noise, I go to my happy place, the happy Gilmore.
So that's all like
Happy Gilmore
stuff.
Girls.
Like, that's the community stuff.
Yeah. And that's one of the things, too. We're right now, we're even still trying to figure out, like, what more we can offer for doing Patreon. Because, we have two tiers, I guess. We have the $1 tier is the Patreon, or is the pre-show, which is all we do. But then we do have the $420.69 tier, which will get you a digital recording of Allie saying fuck. Because she's the best of us. And she's pure and wonderful.
Isn't it a like and
that's
or?
Really funny.
Because like, isn't it like? Oh yeah, Allie saying fuck or waterboarding me.
Waterboarding Trevor.
Oh,
waterboarding Trevor. You can waterboard Trevor for $420.69. But that's not like monthly. That's a one time use.
I mean, if they want to pay it 2 months in a row, we'll let them waterboard Trevor twice. I don't care.
We'll see how Trevor feels about that part.
I like that idea a lot. I had a similar idea of like for $1 million. You could replace me on the show. Like, you could just take over.
permanently or just for the week?
Permanently. Like, that's it. Like, just, you've taken over. You've removed Holden from the program.
And for $1 million and five, you can actually just take his room and his life and social security number. Just assume his identity.
Holden's self-worth is so high. He's like, I am worth $1 million.
No, it is the million.
Mine would be like, if you give me $500, I guess like I'd come hang out.
Yeah, ours would be make an offer.
Yeah.
And replace Dalton.
$20, well, I wasn't going to do anything anyway, so.
And I'm curious about this chat, so... because we met through Kind of Funny, do you guys have like a history with them? Like, cause I think I'm just gauging from like different conversations and stuff. I guess Chad's probably more into Kind of Funny than Holden.
100%. Very accurate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what, how did you stumble upon them? Or?
I followed them since the movie Inception came out. obviously like a lot of their fans started with Podcast Beyond and just following Colin and Greg. And then when they announced on that show, by the way, we're leaving, and we also have this other thing called Kind of Funny. I was like, oh, how did I not know that existed? And so I went back and listened to every Game Over Greggy show, and then almost all the content now. I don't watch like some of the stuff that they do, but I watch like KFAF, and I watch a lot of the in reviews and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I do keep up with a lot of their stuff a ton. It's fun.
Okay, I was just curious about that because it was I was always a fan of Greg's. And like I would loosely follow their stuff on IGN. Like if I saw something was done by Greg or I knew Tim and Nick and Colin's name, but I didn't listen to podcasts at the time. So I didn't really know about Beyond or anything like that. And then I knew they had broken off and I knew it was a huge deal. They're like, holy crap. Like it felt like the four pillars of IGN just left. That's insane. And then and every once in a while I would catch like an occasional Game Over Greggy or something like that. Or I'd like one of the, when it was broken into the four segments.
Yeah.
But then the first thing that I really remember watching specifically was their live reaction to the Switch reveal. Or that Nintendo Direct, I think.
Yep.
And from there I was like, okay, I actually really like, and that's when I kind of started to become more and more involved. But it wasn't until Party Mode and Games Daily is when I really went like, all in with their stuff. Like we went out to Audra and I went to Kansas City to Planet Comic Con when they did their meet and greet because it was just like, oh, they're going to be in Kansas City. This is the closest they're ever going to be to me. There's no chance I'm not going. And then it turned out like that was just an awesome convention. And like all they crushed it on their panels and stuff.
Yeah. It's I honestly had no idea who even Tim and Nick were. And then once I started listening, they don't sound really anything alike, but I would always get them confused on the show. Mm-hmm. And I like couldn't tell who was talking or which one was which. But then as soon as I finally started watching like some of the video stuff, I was like, oh, now that I know what you look like, your voice makes so much more sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. So last question, because we're already at almost an hour here. Is there any like so when you guys said you just kind of decided like, hey, we do this anyway, we might as well start recording it as a podcast. Is there someone like Kind of Funny or with Colin's Last Stand or anything like that you look to as inspiration to figure out like how to pace things, or are you guys pretty well just being you doing what you do, or like who I guess the better question would be like who are your inspirations with, you know, creating the content that you do?
I would say even though I don't listen to Kind of Funny that much, I think it's pretty obvious to say that there are inspirations for Kind of Funny and Responding Fire, of course. I do a lot more YouTube than I do podcasting. So I think like a lot for me is looking at people like Review Tech USA. I like Review Tech USA a lot. Like people like Game Maker's Toolkit. And a lot of those people, I think, Game Maker's Toolkit and Joseph Anderson, I think, is specifically kind of, I think, showed me a different way of looking at games and how, like, a game can have a design language throughout the entire experience. And I really look at that a lot, I think, just because of their analysis on games. I think they make really, really good content. But I think Kind of Funny is pretty much, it's a direct influence, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. When we started Affable Idiots, in fact, I didn't directly say to Jesse and Holden, hey, let's rip off the Kind of Funny podcast or Game Over Grady show. But it was basically like, hey, let's all bring a topic to the table and let's talk about it and just bullshit for an hour, hour and a half. But I think my philosophy, and I think I've even heard them say before, is just like, everything we do is stolen, but you start with something stolen and then it eventually becomes what you want it to be, or what it'll evolve into something that's uniquely you. So yeah, it's 100% stolen from Kind of Funny and then became whatever the fuck we do.
I mean, that's pro wrestling to a T. Nothing's original in pro wrestling anymore. It's all borrowed or stolen or at least heavily influenced by.
Anytime I like try to think of a new move in a match, I'm like, oh no, that person's done it. Fuck it.
Well, they're not doing it here.
Yeah,
Okada is not going to be wrestling in Illinois.
Yeah,
they'll so never
I can
know.
Use that move. No one cares.
So what are, I know you guys said you know you're going to have your meeting, so not to spoil anything there or give anything away, but what are your aspirations with Responding Fire and Affable Idiots? Like, are you, I know you said looking into doing video stuff, like, are you wanting to move to YouTube or Twitch or Mixer or anything like that? Or what would be your goals? Like, what are you hoping to?
Video content has been something, like, literally we talked about it the very first time we thought about doing split screen gaming podcasts. Right. Oh, let's make a video. So I think that's something we've been talking about forever. And now almost 3 years in, it's time we get that off the floor. So I want to make sure that we have something that's engaging, an engaging video way to consume what we already do. Mm-hmm. And then I also have some, like, it's hard to make other original video content remotely when we all live in very different parts of the country.
Right.
And it's just us. So it's like, we don't have two of us. One can hold a camera, the other can do something. But I have some ideas of how we might be able to make that process a little bit easier and then hopefully start making, like, really dumb 30-second, 1-minute things we could put out a couple times a month. And start building just a library of fun content around our podcast as well. But I think it all starts with the video.
Yeah, when it comes to YouTube as well, a big thing holding it back is that I need to finish uploading all those videos.
I love that you think that's such a bit. Yes, you do have a lot to do, but like, also there's a lot of other shit we got to do before that gets up and rolling.
Well, we always said though at the beginning, like, we wouldn't want to start posting like new content up to YouTube until we have the entire backlog up on YouTube. So I have 50 of the episodes uploaded, and I have 20 that I'm ready to upload but haven't done it yet. Because it's not that it's hard, but like when you're doing so many at once, it's such a tedious pain in the ass. Ugh. But I need to do that. I just need to like just do it. That's really what it comes down to, is doing it. And then we wanted to kind of start taking like segments and posting it up as well as the full episode and posting it up there. We've also talked about maybe making a game at some point in the future, maybe when I'm out of college and I have more free time. I have some ideas I've poked around a little bit, we've discussed, but nothing solid.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's like coming like maybe summer 2020.
Because I almost like after we did that first episode that I was on with you guys, I honestly was like, oh wait, I looked on YouTube to see if, because I was like, oh, do they record the video calls?
We do,
because it seems like
we do record we've had the video calls and they're just in a folder waiting for us to do something with them for 6 months now.
Gotcha.
But our old stuff, like Holden mentioned, he's uploaded 50 episodes with literally just like podcast art and the audio. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I know that's something that's kind of similar to what like the girls over at What's Good Games do.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually kind of a big too. Design inspiration of where we think we're going to go for at least just making the video look good.
That's something I really like. I really want to get into streaming because I think that would be fun. I know I would have like, I'd max my room out at like two people, but just that idea. But I need a gaming. I don't have a gaming PC that's really worth anything.
Yeah.
And that's part of what like this room that we're in right now. Is going to be the nerd room, So I have like, you can't really, like, you can see behind me the, all the comic book boxes, mm-hmm. But like there are just boxes of like action figures. Cause I, when I collect, I leave everything in the box.
Loser.
Cause they, no, they're prettier that way. But like I have these ideas of like what, I, how I would want to set up like a background. And cause I don't watch a lot of people on Twitch. Like the only time I'm ever really on Twitch is to watch like Kinda Funny.
Right.
Or
exactly.
Every
me
once
too.
In a while, or Andy, I'll jump into Andy's streams a lot. But it's, I just like that idea of, you know, having that presentation and jumping in on something fun.
Yeah. It's, is it weird that like I'm planning my next apartment and I want to have like just a room with a green screen, like a streaming room? Like,
we literally,
no, you're just
like
smart, you're thinking ahead.
I know, but it's going to cost me like $2,000 extra a month in this stupid goddamn state.
When Audra and I moved in, like, and we're looking at places, we knew we were going to have a dedicated, like, nerd room for that purpose. So, like, the TV is behind you guys, and, like, my console, like, our entertainment center's there, and then have, like, a corner to put the PC, and that way you can have something, like, behind it. Like, we had it mapped out already by the time we even started packing. So, no, it's, that's not sad at all. That's,
you just put all your action figures up on the wall in that room as well. It's like, that's like, see, a YouTube nerd cred thing you
got
to do.
And that's kind of what like Ethan Page does on his vlogs. He's got like a whole giant room and everything's like pegged up on the.
But like you can't really see it because of the glare off of the window packaging because they're boxed.
Ah.
Doesn't look like a bunch same. Of little shiny windows on his wall.
Oh, Dalton, shut up.
I have bookcases of not books.
Yeah, that's what we're constantly like looking for. Just like the problem is like it's the cheap bookshelves we find on like Sell It Facebook are super huge and heavy, and we would never be able to get here, much less up three flights of stairs. And then the smaller ones are just like, ah, is it even worth picking up? But all right, well, before we wrap up, of course, I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to plug everything that you guys do. Where can everybody find you if they want to, you know, whatever social media is, podcast services, anything like that, go nuts.
Respawn Aim Fire is our gaming podcast that goes live every Tuesday morning at 9 Eastern. And then we also have, as we mentioned, Affable Idiots comes out every Thursday morning at 9 Eastern as well. You can find us on Twitter. That's where we are most active as a community, at Respawn Aim Fire. You can go on our Instagram. Our Facebook disappeared when we both left Facebook, so that's not a thing anymore. I'm personally
so
on
bad.
Twitter. It's so freeing.
If it wasn't for Messenger, Messenger is the one thing, because I got family that's how I talk to. I got my friend over in Hong Kong. That's who I talk to. We got the group chat. It's just like, oh, if I could only have Messenger but not a Facebook profile, I would do that in a heartbeat.
That's
like
what you get for being worldly.
Won't be Facebook with you though, like, are they really your friends? You got to ask.
There you
questions.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. It's just because it's so easy. I'm not worth it. I know that.
And if you love us so much that you immediately want to support us, patreon.com/respawnaimfire for $1, you can play along with us, influence what we play, and get dope wallpapers every month. And all the previous ones' wallpapers, too. You can do it. I believe in you.
I do, too. Did that do it, Holden? Are you happy with that plug?
Yeah, that's covers us.
Okay. Ooh, that's just a good plug.
I'm just making sure that, you know, I'm honestly, I'm just trying to sow seeds of dissent, because slowly I will replace Holden.
It's just $1,000,005.
You're going to have $1,000,000. You can replace me.
Yep.
I'm on it. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for doing this. It's been a long time coming, and I have to imagine that it's not going to be the last time that the Podzilla 1985 and Respawn Aim Fire paths cross. At least it better not be. Probably
Lord
sad.
Willing and the creek don't rise.
Oh, this is going to happen again. Have no fears.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to Dalton for coming in and making me not do this solo. And Chad and Holden, I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. And we will see everybody later. Hopefully, it hasn't been months after we've recorded this that it actually gets up. But we'll see. Bye, everybody.
Bye.